And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of May, 2025. It's the birthday of Alexei Voyevoda, born on this day in 1980. Alexei Voyevoda is a Russian bobsledder and professional arm wrestler who is also a vegan. He is two-time champion of the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi in the two-man and the four-man bobsleigh events. Voyevoda received the Order for Merit to the Fatherland Award, fourth class, with Russian President Vladimir Putin presenting the state awards. Voyevoda also holds a good deal of recognition as a professional arm wrestler and has secured several Russian arm wrestling championships. His triumph over legendary arm wrestler John Brzenk was immortalized in the feature-length documentary Pulling John. Alexei says, "I've noticed so many benefits since becoming vegan. First, I no longer eat the suffering and pain of defenseless animals. Secondly, my body has become lighter, so to say, clearer. Thirdly, in my profession, flexibility and elasticity are incredibly important, and I increased both of these. And fourthly, now I almost never suffer from a cold or flu." During Soviet Russia, vegetarianism was effectively banned, and athletes like Alexei Voyevoda are certainly leading the way to demonstrate that humans simply don't require meat to live and can compete at the highest levels of sport as vegans. The publication of Plants Saved My Life, How Going Vegan Transformed My Health by Kelly Gilberry was on this day in 2023. Powered by the wonders of plant-based nutrition, this book is a treasure trove of captivating stories and insightful anecdotes that promise to keep you engaged and inspired from the first page to the last. Uncover the secrets to a healthier, more vibrant you, all within the pages of a book that's more than just a read, it's a life-changing experience. The publication of The War Against Non-Human Animals, A Non-Speciesist Understanding of Gendered Reproductive Violence by Stacey Banwell was on this day in 2023. We are currently engaged in an existential species war against non-human animals. This book argues that during this war, non-human animals should be granted legal personhood and treated as protected persons, rather than the property of protected persons. The main argument is that war crimes and crimes against humanity, rape, forced pregnancy, and other acts of sexual violence are being committed within the meat, egg, and dairy industries. Avoiding dreaded comparisons, the book explores shared sources of oppression between human and non-human animals who are subject to the expressions and consequences of reproductive violence. It asks, what drives and facilitates the war against non-human animals? And what are the global consequences of this war? Throughout, it demonstrates how racism, sexism, and speciesism informs both intra-human violence and the violences of the animal industrial complex. Ultimately, the book asks us to reconsider what it means to be human. And here is a portion of a poem for today, To Posterity by Bertolt Brecht. Indeed, I live in the dark ages. A guileless word is an absurdity. A smooth forehead betokens a hard heart. He who laughs has not yet heard the terrible tidings. They tell me, eat and drink, be glad you have it. But how can I eat and drink when my food is snatched from the hungry, and my glass of water belongs to the thirsty, and yet I eat and drink? I would gladly be wise. The old books tell us what wisdom is. Avoid the strife of the world. Live out your little time fearing no one, using no violence, returning good for evil. Not fulfillment of desire, but forgetfulness passes for wisdom. I can do none of this. Indeed, I live in the dark ages. You who shall emerge from the flood in which we are sinking, think when you speak of our weaknesses, also of the dark time that brought them forth. For we went changing our country more often than our shoes in the class war, despairing when there was only injustice and no resistance. For we knew only too well, even the hatred of squalor makes the brow grow stern. Even anger against injustice makes the voice grow harsh. Alas, we who wish to lay the foundations of kindness could not ourselves be kind. But you, when at last it comes to pass that man can help his fellow man, do not judge us too harshly. To Posterity by Bertolt Brecht. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder, use no violence, return good for evil.